This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the G7 outreach summit underway at Apulia in Italy. He was received at the summit venue by Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Mr. Modi also met Pope Francis in the outreach session. India has been invited as an outreach country. During the discussions at the outreach session, the focus is on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa, and the Mediterranean. Our correspondent reports that this is India's 11th participation in the G7 summit and Prime Minister Modi's 5th consecutive participation at the G7 summit. Prime Minister reached Italy last night on a 2-day visit to the country at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Italy. Earlier today, on the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister held a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen partnership, including in areas of defense, nuclear, space, education, and culture. They also exchanged views on key global and regional issues. They agreed to further intensify strategic defense cooperation with increased focus on Make in India. Both leaders also agreed to expand cooperation in the realms of AI, critical and emerging technologies, energy and sports, while working closely in context of the forthcoming AI Summit and United Nations Oceans Conference to be hosted in France next week. Prime Minister Modi also met his UK counterpart Rishi Sunak. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reiterated his commitment to further strengthen the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in the third term of the NDA government. He said there is great scope to deepen ties in sectors like semiconductors, technology and trade. Mr. Modi held a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir's security situation in a meeting with senior officers of the ministry in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah directed to convene a meeting on Sunday in North Block to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparation of Amarnath Yatra. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, National Security Advisor, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, Jammu and Kashmir Administration and Ministry of Home Affairs will attend the meeting. In the national capital, Delhi, Special Cell has busted an international narcotic drug cartel and seized illegal drugs worth 20 crore rupees. Two key members of the cartel have also been arrested. The Special Cell said arrested key members are from Nigeria and Ivory Coast and were based in Delhi NCR and supplied drugs to different parts of the country. About 6 kilograms of methamphetamine has also been confiscated from them. They have been illegally staying in India without valid travel documents and were involved in drug trafficking for more than 2 years. Efforts are on to identify and arrest the remaining members of the cartel. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today came down heavily on the government on the NEET issue. Alleging a scam in the NEET examination, he said the government has misused the National Testing Agency and has massively rigged the marks and ranks. In a tweet, Mr. Kharge raised questions over the government's action, saying that the government has crushed the aspirations of 24 lakh youth. The mortal remains of three people from Uttar Pradesh who were killed in Kuwait fire incident will reach their native places tomorrow. The Relief Commissioner of State informed that the bodies will reach Delhi this evening and they will be taken to Varanasi tomorrow morning. Later, the local administration will take the bodies to their homes. Relief Commissioner informed that Praveen Madham Singh from Varanasi, Jairam Gupta and Angad Gupta from Gorakhpur were killed in the fire incident. India's wholesale price index, WPI-based inflation, surged to 2.61% in May 2024. This is the highest rate in 15 months since February 2023, when it stood at 3.85%. It dropped to 1.41% in March 2023. The data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry today shows that the spike in WPI-based inflation can be attributed to rising prices in major sectors such as food articles, crude petroleum and manufacturing sectors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.